Good morning, Gdansk!
Yuppie! We are here again.
Good morning! So it is 11:07 and you are joined with the beautiful Evelina Potocka.
And Chris Farman. Dzień dobry, witamy bardzo serdecznie. Cześć, Chris.
Good morning, how are you this morning? Fantastic?
Oh, fantastic as always, yes. But I almost overslept. Tak dzisiaj tak się złożyło, że troszkę za późno wstałam, ale jestem i to jest najważniejsze. Breakfast,
yes.
I had one, and you?
You had breakfast? I did have breakfast. I was up since around about 7 o'clock and then I went for breakfast this morning. Even been to Gallery Baltisco already.
No nie, człowieku,
yeah.
Tyle rzeczy.
Yeah, exactly.
Ja dopiero wstałam.
It's a pretty good morning, but I've had already like 3 espressos this morning and it's 11 o'clock. So if I start talking too fast, then just...
Okay, I will stop you. 603-06-06-06. Gdyby coś się działo, też oczywiście piszcie do nas. No i co? Dzisiaj mamy February, the second day of February.
Yes, second day of February, and we will get to February challenges very soon.
Tak.
Yes. So obviously in the UK, actually, we had a dry January. I don't know, did you guys have this here in Poland?
Dry January, you mean like no drinking?
No drinking, no drinking.
Proszę, it never happens here.
So this was a big thing in January. So actually last night, obviously the 1st of February, it was a bit of a late night for me. That's probably why I had 3 espressos already this morning.
Mm-hmm, dobrze, nie wnikamy.
It's okay, I'm not hungover, everything is good. But
so what about February?
February. This February, so it's only 28 days.
No,
so this should be quite easy to set yourself a challenge. And actually, most recently, yesterday, I was talking to some of my students. And they, I don't know, their New Year's challenges, like New Year's resolutions. I don't know if any guys have actually managed to keep their New Year's resolutions for the whole month or not. You can let us know on 603-06-06-06.
Jesteśmy bardzo ciekawi, bo o tym przecież była nasza pierwsza audycja. Our first show was about this.
Yes.
But February is also a good point to start something new.
Yeah. Because I think pretty much everybody gave up their New Year's resolutions by the first week of January.
No,
but February, very short, so it should be very easy. And I believe you told me before the show you're
going to give up. No chocolate February.
No chocolate February. I give you until Monday.
No, please believe in me. Have a faith in me.
So maybe I'll do the same. No sugar.
No
absolutely
sugar.
No sugar February. The other day, actually last week, I went to the famous pastry shop in Poland, the one with the owl. Yes, we all know it.
And what did you do, Chris?
So, basically, I can't choose, you know, there's too many decisions, so I bought 3 different cakes and 2 packs of cookies.
Nom, 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 yeah. So that was your reaction.
I spent the night with Netflix, cake and cookies. I was like a depressed...
Perfect night.
Honestly, it was like, I was like a pregnant woman. You know, it's pretty much.
Really, yeah.
It was...
So you know the feeling. Okay, 603-06-06-06. Stare postanowienia, nowe postanowienia, a może zimowe sporty. Piszcie do nas, co robicie, jak spędzacie tę sobotę, jakie macie plany i czy już dołączyliście na naszego Facebooka? To jest pytanie za 100 punktów.
Yes, we want to see if you guys are better than our Friday guys. So we was here yesterday at the same time, 11 till 12. However, the challenge we set the Friday guys was to send us in a selfie of what they're doing. And it wasn't so good. We got a couple of selfies and there was Anna who sent us a selfie of her in a face mask, which was fantastic. But I think the Saturday guys, our Saturday listeners are much better. So we want to know, what are you doing this morning? And better yet, send us a selfie of what you're
dokładnie,
doing.
Dokładnie, tak właśnie, to jest nasz postulat. Wysyłajcie swoje zdjęcia, można 603-06-06-06, ten numer wykorzystać, a najlepiej przez Facebooka. Good morning, Gdańsk.
Good morning, Gdańsk. Yeah, or text us on 603-06-06-06. And here is Coldplay.
I feel my
Coldplay, Adventure of a Lifetime. That's a good tune.
Exactly. Pan Adrian, ależ dostajesz komplementów. To ja postaram się po polsku ładnie przeczytać. Piękny brytyjski akcent.
Fantastic.
Aż miło
accent.
Posłuchać tego pana.
What can I say, you know? I've been practicing a long time.
No właśnie. Grzegorza pozdrawiamy też bardzo serdecznie. Wita się z nami nasz słuchacz.
Lucas as well. On his way to birdwatching, yes?
Tak, marszewo, gotujcie herbatę. Dobrze, przekazujemy w takim razie dalej Włodkowi.
And he's our first selfie.
Tak,
We have a new one, we have a new one. We have a new selfie.
Yes, I have to refresh.
Yeah, yeah.
Ale about New Year's resolutions.
New Year's resolutions, no more gym. No more gym for New Year's resolutions and the plan is a success so far. Congratulations.
No, Wojciech, jeżeli mamy gratulować, to gratulujemy.
That's actually your New Year's resolution was also to
tak.
start training, yes?
Yeah, and I do. And let's start to keep on continuing.
To continue.
Yeah.
But how's it going so far?
It goes very well.
Okay, what's very well in your terms? Once a week, twice a week?
Oh, come on. Let's change the subject.
So February challenges. We're talking about February challenges, and of course it's only 28 days. So
tak.
what is your what is your challenge? So no sugar February.
No,
it should be possible.
Tak, czasami też wiesz, dobrze takie postanowienie sobie wewnętrzne no gdzieś tam powziąć po to, żeby sprawdzić siebie, to check how it works.
Yeah. So I had this conversation with my students yesterday and they're all adults with children, and if you have children, I have a challenge for you. Because many parents send their children to English school or language schools. However, most people already speak a good level of English. But I asked him, okay, so why don't you speak English with your child at home?
Shy to shy.
You know, his English is already good. So I was like, okay, I'm setting you a challenge. For 30 minutes, every single day when you get home and see your children, you only speak English.
Bardzo dobry pomysł.
If they respond in Polish, ignore them. Just ignore them.
But don't ignore me, please.
So this is, yeah, a great challenge. It's, you know, the parent learns English, the child learns English, but then together they just do nothing. They use Polish at home because it's easy. I understand it's very easy.
No właśnie, ale zawsze można przyjść też do Chrisa na lekcję.
Yeah, there you go.
63060606, a na naszym Facebooku Any Selfies?
Facebook, no selfies so far.
No nie, no jak możecie nas tak zawieść, drodzy państwo?
Not good, not good. You can find us on Facebook, guys. Good morning, Gdansk. And post your selfie. We put up a selfie yesterday.
Właśnie.
Of, there's, what, about 12, 13 of us?
Everybody very happy.
Yeah, yeah.
Happy.
Surprising to see in the Radio Gdansk office.
No, on Friday.
On know, Friday, yeah.
Every day. I also ask my friends, jak byłoby w poniedziałek? Czy takie selfie też uśmiechnięte mielibyśmy? No właśnie, ale tutaj chyba takie zadanie też zostanie wykonane w poniedziałek. No ale jak u was? 603060606. No już tak bardzo zachęcamy, bo chcemy zobaczyć, kto nas słuchał. You want to see our listeners.
Exactly. But so far so good. We've already got a couple of selfies in, so I don't want to be biased, but I do prefer our Saturday listeners. You know, they're a little bit more energetic, I find.
Ale właśnie, Saturday to jest jedna sprawa, bo od wczoraj, jeśli nie wiecie, jesteśmy też w piątek od 11
exactly.
do 12,
yep.
więc nie zapominajcie też o piątkowej audycji, która również nazywa się Good Morning Gdańsk.
we do. We need to get some of our Saturday listeners to listen on Friday as well. Just to, you know, pump it up a little bit more.
So może teraz pompnie nas up The Black Keys, Lonely Boy?
I think this is a good choice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's do it.
The Black Keys i Lonely Boy na antenie Radia Gdańsk. A w naszej skrzynce SMS-owej wspaniała wiadomość, Chris.
Mm-hmm. We've got a fantastic one. Somebody getting married, yes?
Woo!
Going to church service today. Congratulations, guys. This is going to be a fantastic, fantastic Saturday. I'm actually quite glad they're listening to us while they're getting married, maybe.
Możemy być pięknym soundtrackiem. Natomiast wspaniałe w tym SMS-ie jest to, że pani napisała o swoich rodzicach, którzy są po 60. Są wow, tym bardziej gratulujemy, bardzo się cieszymy i życzymy wszystkiego najlepszego i cudownego dnia.
If you want, you can contact us, we can come DJ at the reception, no problem.
Zgadza się, tylko jakiś white dress or you know, something like this. Pozdrawia nas też mechanik samochodowy. Poranek w warsztacie, nie swoje auto, stąd mina, ale wieczorem bal w Teatrze Szekspirowskim i PS, mechanik samochodowy to stan umysłu.
A state of mind is a mechanic. Mechanic is a state of mind. It's, yeah, very
true.
I agree.
Ja nie jestem mechanikiem samochodowym, ale mam swojego ukochanego mechanika samochodowego, którego serdecznie pozdrawiam. Zawsze pomocny, zawsze na miejscu, ale specyficzny.
A little bit specific, yes. I don't mind the mechanic, but to be honest, I'm not a huge fan, purely because...
No lepiej, gdy auto się nie psuje, prawda?
I think we all know that going to a mechanic is, you're going somewhere where maybe you don't exactly know anything about the car, and then
especially
you have to...
Especially girls.
Yeah, exactly, women especially. And you just have to trust this person is telling you the truth and not trying to rip you off.
But now we have our own. See, he's a listener. So możemy w razie czego się zgłosić do pana. Mam nadzieję, jeśli będziemy mieli problemy z naszymi samochodami, chociaż mam nadzieję, że takiej sytuacji nie będzie.
And of course, big news, very, very big news. We have the Cold War in cinemas.
Oh, tak, no właśnie, weekend jest, to można do kina pójść.
Yes, go to the cinema, we have the Cold War, which of course is in the Oscars. It's nominated for 3 Oscars, and this is the first Polish film nominated for Oscars?
The first one which got so many nominations, 3.
Okay, so yeah, for best cinematography, best director.
Best film.
Yeah, there's quite a few.
W razie czego pomysł na weekend to jest oczywiście Cold War, ale skoro jest cold, to może też jakieś sporty zimowe, bo cały czas mamy zimę, kontynuujemy ten temat, więc jeśli coś ciekawego robicie, to dajcie koniecznie znać, ale też z drugiej strony maybe sauna, maybe pool.
Yeah, especially Sopot. Sopot has a fantastic sauna on the beach. You can look at the ocean while being in the warm, so... Very, very good option there.
Jesteśmy tu. W razie czego, dajcie znać. Za chwilę 11:30 i nasz serwis informacyjny, oczywiście w języku angielskim. You look so good when you get out of bed. You're always ready to go. I caught you looking like a million bucks. Just make their assumptions, and now you got them on all fours. Just need my fix that sticks, and all I gotta say to you is, baby, you're my little rock and roll. And no matter what you do, I'm gonna tattoo you on the back of my left shoulder. We'll be right back.
It's 11:29 and over to Adam Goszewski with the news.
Radio Gdańsk English Service.
RGEN News. The headlines. The US is withdrawing from the INF Treaty. Gibraltar is called a British colony in official EU documents. Companies are showing great interest in the Baltic wind farm project. And in local news, a famous maternity clinic in Gdansk is to be relocated. Good morning. The United States is withdrawing from the INF Treaty following accusations that Russia has breached the medium-range nuclear missile treaty by producing weapons with a range of over 500 kilometers. The US is withdrawing from the agreement after more than 30 years. The White House said that the full withdrawal would take effect in 6 months unless Russia came into verifiable and enforceable compliance. Germany announced that it would be continuing talks with Russia. Angela Merkel said it was clear that Russia had violated this treaty, but the important thing is to keep a window for dialogue open. Gibraltar is called a British colony in EU legislation. The British ambassador has protested to EU officials calling Gibraltar a colony. The document is a draft bill mirroring UK proposals for visa-free travel between the UK and EU countries in the event of a no-deal Brexit. It still needs to be passed by the European Parliament and European Commission before becoming law. Gibraltar is a British overseas territory between Spain and North Africa with a population of about 32,000. It was formally ceded by Spain to the British Crown in 1713 under the Treaty of Utrecht. Huge interest in designing and building wind farms in the Baltic Sea for PGE Group. 13 companies responded to an invitation from PGE, the Polish energy company, to design and build wind farms. PGE has completed the first stage of selecting companies responsible for the project. According to the plans, operational windmills will be producing electricity by 2025. The wind farm will have enough capacity to provide 4 million households with electricity. PGE's wind farm project is part of Poland's energy policy to 2040. The maternity clinic on Klinicznia in Gdańsk is set to close. For over 100 years, more than 250,000 babies were born in the iconic maternity clinic on Klinicznia in Gdańsk, also known as the Stork's Nest. It was made famous by the Nobel Literary Prize winner Gunter Grass in his books about pre-war Gdańsk, who also happened to be born in the Stork's Nest. The clinic is relocating closer to the main university medical center in Gdańsk. The last planned delivery is tomorrow, Sunday, February the 3rd, ending over 100 years of history. A leading Polish opera singer, Florian Skulski, has passed away. The top Polish baritone, who was associated with the Baltic Opera in Gdańsk and the Opera Nova in Bydgoszcz, has passed away aged 82. At the age of 23, he made his debut on the stage of the Baltic Opera, playing in the role of Valentin in the opera Faust. His rich, warm voice was acclaimed at top opera houses around the world, including performances in practically every opera house in Germany, appearances in most European countries, and at the famous Bolshoi Theatre in Moscow. His role in operas was by the most demanding composers, such as Verdi, Tchaikovsky, Moniuszko, or Puccini, was always highly acclaimed and led to frequent standing ovations. The weekend will continue overcast but dry, with temperatures reaching 5 degrees Celsius, 41 degrees Fahrenheit. On Sunday night, it'll start to get much colder, with heavy sleet and snow expected. Temperatures are set to drop next week to below minus 10 degrees Celsius, that's 12 degrees Fahrenheit. That was the news and weather from RGEN.
Good morning, guys.
Saturday night. Saturday night. Get down and Saturday.
Get down Saturday night. No, pięknie, pięknie.
What are people doing this Saturday night?
And jeszcze mamy morning.
This morning, yes. And what's the plan for tonight? Sopot, Gdansk. Where do you prefer to party, Evelina? Gdansk, Gdynia, Sopot?
Sopot, definitely. Party. Sopot. You know, this is like this. Sopot
know,
is for party, Gdansk is for history, yeah. And Gdynia is for money, money.
I was in Sopot last night and the Mexican restaurant. The mm-hmm. Mexican, yeah, uh-huh. they
a
play
lot,
them.
Probably.
Yeah, yeah, I know. It's called the Mexican.
Okay.
But very easy name. But Mexican restaurant, they have the live music on Friday, the mm-hmm. Spanish music, really fantastic place. But seriously, last night, Sopot was not busy. So what do people do on a Saturday? Do
yesterday
people
prefer I was in
Netflix?
Gdansk. maybe. But yesterday evening I was in Gdansk, in the city center, and it was full.
Really?
Tak, także wow, było mnóstwo, okay. mnóstwo wczoraj turystów, ale też gdańszczan i mieszkańców Trójmiasta w Gdańsku. A tymczasem, i to nas bardzo cieszy, w naszej skrzynce SMS-owej są MMS-y, ale nie selfie, tylko zdjęcia śniadania.
Yes, and what is this? Okay, so you want a recommendation where to get a full English breakfast, because this photo of this English breakfast is quite terrible, if I'm honest. Why
Chris jest bardzo szczery, tak.
Why do you have vinegar? Vinegar, mustard, Marmite and HP sauce.
Ale oni pytają, they are asking for English breakfast, so you know how they cope
well,
now.
Well, one
thing
you don't do is mix all these ingredients together. Mm-hmm. but actually, this morning I was in Garnizone. Uh-huh. Garnizone is quite a nice area. They I saw on the menu, Schnidania Angelski. Yes,
oh,
yeah,
proszę.
English breakfast. However, I went for something slightly different, scrambled egg and salmon. I thought I'd go slightly healthy Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And it was pretty good. Yeah, there's quite a few places in Garnizone.
Ale nie tylko w garnizonie, full English breakfast. There are some places
yeah,
where
yeah, of
eat
course,
that.
Of course. But of course, English breakfast in Poland is slightly different to
no
English
właśnie.
Breakfast in the UK. There's a few
What's differences. The difference?
Your sausages, for one. You have what? Pidawki? No.
Parówki.
Parówki.
Padawki. Pijawki.
Yes, you have these, which are, not exactly like
no,
an English sausage.
I
English
agree.
Sausages are a little bit more meaty.
Mm-hmm.
So these are always a bit of a difference. And of course, beans.
No właśnie.
Beans, glorious beans. of course, we love these in the UK. Polish people don't seem to understand this just yet.
No.
I don't
not
know
really.
Why. I don't know why. But we do have actually a few selfies already on our Facebook page. We have Anita? Anita, mm-hmm. yes. Anita is working on a Saturday morning. I don't agree with this. I'm sorry, I just don't agree. Working on the weekend? Okay, yes, I'm working
we
right
are
now.
Not. We are okay, not, okay.
No, this is more fun, you know. but working on the weekend? Not such a good idea.
No, czasami trzeba, sometimes you have to.
We have another guy in the library studying.
Oh, proszę.
What is going on? Studying on a Saturday.
Oh, come on, Chris.
Come on, this is Monday to Friday
Let
stuff.
Let people do this.
It's Katarzyna in the car driving.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Well, hopefully not driving. I have asked her. Guys, we have had a few selfies in the car. Of
właśnie.
Course, we all know it's illegal to drive and take pictures at the same time.
I think they stop, I believe they
I hope so.
jeszcze wracamy do mechanika samochodowego, do naszego słuchacza, który się okazał nie być mechanikiem samochodowym, a muzykiem.
This was your mistake.
sorry, tak to wszystko brzmiało, ale pozdrawiamy wszystkich mechaników, tak jak napisał też nasz słuchacz. No i to drugie selfie z uśmiechem, to już now we are talking, drogi panie. I my New Year's resolutions, learn how to fix my own car.
Yes.
O tak, ale to było cudowne, wiedzieć yes. co się dzieje z samochodzikiem kochanym.
But we also have another selfie from Agata. She's actually looking very happy this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what I'm talking about. Happy selfies on a Saturday morning. Fantastic. And of course, we have a few people cleaning their house.
Tak. I to jest bardzo ciekawy temat. Milena z Martusią nas pozdrawiają. Energetyczne pozdrowienia. Właśnie z córką sprzątamy i gotujemy w ten sobotni dzień. Bo w Polsce jest tak, że właśnie sobota, szczególnie to przedpołudnie, jest tym dniem, gdy sprzątasz, pierzesz, ścierasz kurze, myjesz okna, robisz wszystko to, czego nienawidzisz.
But why would you do this? Okay, on a Saturday, I know, okay, we work Monday to Friday. But on a Saturday, this is the start of your weekend. The last thing you want to do is be cleaning.
No i właśnie, a chcesz żyć w, wiesz, w czystym mieszkaniu, clean area, you want to, you know, spend your time in a clean flat.
Of course. So you hire a cleaner, get them to come in on the Friday. So your apartment's already clean.
Ale sprzątanie to też, wiesz, też jest sport. When you clean up, you also też tracisz kalorie, więc ja to traktuję w ten sposób.
But actually, just out of interest, what do people hate cleaning the most? For me, I'm the bathroom. I detest cleaning the bathroom.
Naprawdę? I love this.
Really? All the tiles, all the mirrors, all the glass.
I hate cleaning floors. This is the worst.
But, okay, question. How long does it take for you to clean your apartment, roughly?
No, z 2 godziny w sumie.
2 hours?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so for me, I can probably do it in about 30 minutes.
Tak? Can I hire you?
Come on. Of course, I clean it the man way, you know? It's still kind of clean. Like, from a distance, it looks clean. Just don't get too close.
No tak, to ja przyjdę. I will check it, like the test of a white glove. Test białej rękawiczki, to się zaraz okaże. Panie Krisie, jak pana posprzątane.
What are people doing? What are the plans for tonight? Obviously we have a theatre, Gdynia Theatre, we have The Witcher playing. And of course it has English subtitles, this is a fantastic thing to go see. But what are people doing on Saturday night as well? What's the plan? Is it party? Do people party in the winter on Saturday?
To jest, zależy, wiesz, ile masz lat.
Bo
różnie bywa. Pojęcie imprezy też jest względne, w zależności od wieku.
I can't imagine you actually in a party.
I
don't know. Are you like the proper disco party girl? You know, you hit the dance floor straight away, vodka shots.
No to takie intymne pytania, quiz. Let's play a song.
Okay, so coming up next we have Green Day, American Idiot.
Okay.
Green Day, American Idiot. I hope you guys turned that one up. So we actually have a selfie, another selfie on Facebook. I honestly love our Saturday people. It's fantastic.
Dorota, another state of mind, you know, yeah, Saturday.
Yeah. Dorota looking very happy with her two children. Ice skating
tak,
as well.
Pozdrawiamy, super, aktywna sobota. Mm-hmm. To jest to.
Ice skating, you're a fan?
I'm planning to go there today.
Ah,
keep
fantastic.
Your fingers crossed.
You didn't steal the free ticket from last week, did you?
No, we gave it to
them. Okay, just making sure it was
no,
given away.
No, właśnie, to
okay.
sprawdzaj.
But the ice skating, I don't know, the only problem is, of course, you wear lots of layers because it's quite cold. Once you start skating, you heat up very
tak,
fast.
To jest rzeczywiście problematyczne, no ale to jest taka przyjemność, jeździć, wiesz, potrójny aksel i te sprawy.
But you just, how long do you normally skate for? 1 hour?
One hour. Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm sweating.
Okay, but can you do any tricks? Can you spin around in a circle?
Of course,
yeah?
Everything.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and how many times
do you... Don't ask, mom. Beata z Gdańska też do nas napisała. O, zresztą pani Beata z Gdańska, she won the ticket last week, ale jest z nami
yes.
pani Beata znowu, pozdrawiamy. And pani Beata o tym, że nauczyła swoje dziewczyny sprzątania w piątek. Nienawidziły tego bardzo, ale teraz jako dorosłe robią to samo. I weekend mamy wolne. No właśnie.
This is exactly why you have children. To clean the house.
Clean the house.
Yep.
Też,
have
oczywiście.
A free weekend, clean the house. They're probably like 5-6 years old probably, and she probably
no,
hasn't.
No, they are adults, she writes. Już jako dorosłe robią to samo.
They've probably been doing it from a young age. Mm-hmm. They've got into the routine.
Pozdrawiamy pani Beato i jeszcze na szybko sprzątaniem, ale przecież właśnie z Chrisem wpadliśmy na genialny pomysł. No to nie jest wpadliśmy na pomysł, ale przypomnieliśmy sobie, że za 2 tygodnie, za 12 dni dokładnie mamy... Mm-hmm. Valentine's Day,
yes, it's coming up. And this is, I think some people dread this because, of course, the single people. But fantastic for Valentine's Day in cinemas, the new film, Planet Singly Free. Yes, this is coming out very soon. And I think they're going to make this into like a Fast and Furious franchise or something. Because last year we had number 2, now we have number 3. They're getting a little bit carried away.
There are still singles.
How long can you be single for?
No,
you
know, właśnie,
3 years,
to też jest
apparently.
Pytanie.
But yes, Valentine's Day. And what do people like to do on Valentine's
no
Day?
No właśnie, jesteśmy bardzo ciekawi i myślę, że możemy już zacząć zbierać Państwa pomysły, bo w przyszłym tygodniu będziemy na pewno o walentynkach w naszej audycji też mówić, więc jeśli macie też już plany walentynkowe i możecie je zdradzić, to dajcie znać.
Do you remember when you was a child and, for example, you'd get like a teddy bear or... Okay, I used to get like a teddy bear with a rose for the girl that I was dating.
But you knew the girl?
Yeah, of course. It wasn't...
Uh-huh. It was okay.
It wasn't just a random girl I walk up to on the street. Here, have a teddy bear. This doesn't look creepy at all.
Za 10 minut 12 wracamy za moment.
the cult, she sells sanctuary.
Tak, brytyjski stary zespół, oldschoolowe, trochę gotyckie granie. Takie też może w audycji Good Morning Gdańsk się znaleźć.
And if you're enjoying the music, of course the playlist is on our Facebook page. You can find the Spotify playlist on our Facebook page, which will be updated every week.
Zgadza się. No dobrze, no to mamy sobotę, niektórzy sprzątają, niektórzy odpoczywają, a Brytyjczycy sprzątają when?
Okay, I know I just complained about
never.
The, never. No, normally it's a Sunday thing. It's a Sunday thing. The British people don't... of course, there's a majority of us who tend to go to church, but most of us leave Sunday for the day of cleaning, for the day of rest, and for the day of food shopping.
Okay, yeah. For a day of cleaning and for the day of rest. I don't see any connections here.
Sunday is the day that you just, you know, DIY around the house. Any small things to do. But Saturday is the day of fun, you know. Everything's open on Saturday. And then, of course, on Sunday, you're just thinking, oh, damn, I have work tomorrow.
You know? What have I done yesterday? Yeah.
So, no, Sunday is the day for us.
No u nas niedziela to nie. U nas niedziela jest dniem rodzinnym, dniem odpoczynku, a raczej zdecydowanie nie dniem sprzątania.
But now I'm getting quite good. In fact, during the whole week I'm waking up around 5 a.m. Yeah, I am motivated in the morning. And actually, sometimes I start cleaning at 5 a.m. So I get the Hoover out. My neighbors must hate me. They must hate me.
I already also hate you.
But yeah, cleaning quite early. You know, it starts the day.
No,
in
don't do
way.
This to the people. Be nice.
Yeah, but come please, on, you know it's
please, farmer.
Hopefully,
please,
hopefully they
behave
can't.
Yourself.
They haven't complained yet. To be honest, they haven't complained. Oh. So everything is good. Hopefully, we will see.
Taka była twoja metoda. They probably now love you. Already love you, and now you know they start. What can they say?
Maybe I'll get a Valentine's Day card.
No właśnie, walentynki.
So of course, Valentine's Day is coming up, guys. And we kind of want to know your love stories. Yeah, even maybe not even your love stories, your crazy love stories, not for example stalker stories.
No,
but but some crazy things, maybe some funny things that has happened. And obviously in Poland, the for Valentine's Day, do you also have to book restaurants? Is it quite a busy time of year?
Mm-hmm,
is
it, tak, yeah? I tak, i kina też są zdecydowanie zajęte. Do kina
really?
Tak, czasami musisz... to jest niesamowite. Wiesz, no do kina no zawsze możesz pójść, przecież, prawda? Ale w te walentynki to jest zawsze takie symboliczne wyjście
yes.
do kina. Kino musi być.
And why? It's a Valentine's
I
Day.
I don't know.
But the normal gifts for Valentine's Day is red roses. Yes, red roses,
this
chocolates.
I would say this is so old school.
I know, but people still do it.
Yeah.
People still do people, it.
I think but people want to do this, want to have this special day in a different way.
Yeah, of course. But, yeah, okay, I agree. It's, but let's find out. Let's find out your Valentine's Day stories. And, of course, we are back Friday and Saturday.
Tak, to jest bardzo ważne. Piątek od 11, ja jeszcze tylko się tutaj po cichutku wtrącę, tak?
But you can leave your stories on our Facebook page. You can message us. And ready for Friday, because we will be talking about it a little bit more. We want to know your stories, your crazy stories, your funny stories, your love stories.
Embracing sometimes also.
Yes, and okay, very quick story from this morning at breakfast. We have 50 seconds. The public affection. I don't mind public affection, but sometimes it's a little bit too much.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and I saw this morning for breakfast. Two people sitting right next to each other on a two-person table. So even when they receive the breakfast, the two plates are right next to each other. And I don't think they could move their elbows because they want to be close to each other, but they want to eat as well. There's no distance.
No właśnie, obściskiwanie, też mizianie, jak to mówimy, buziaczkowanie
exactly.
i tak dalej
it's
w miejscach publicznych.
I know, I nearly threw up my breakfast, but...
Oh, no.
No, I'm joking.
Okay, Chris, we have to finish.
Yes, so you can tune in again next Friday at 11 till 12 and also on Saturday 11 till 12. It's been great speaking to you and we will see you next week.
Tak, Chris Fellman.
And Evelina Potocka.
Pa, pa, pa.
See you later.